Good to be back here at at Central Chapel. We do go way back. That shows you how old I am when he starts telling you those stories. But we go so far back that we remember Jerry's father leading the singing over in the old chapel. Haven't been over there for a while. I should walk over there. It'll bring back memories. Back when Frank Dowdy was here, we just have all these. We had fun driving through Jones Springs there and remembering where he lived, and then driving by Olin and Jane's farm. Those of you who knew them or remember them, I think if I remember correctly, way back there in the middle 70s, that was the first place we stayed when we came here to visit. I remember sitting over the big grill where the heat comes up. All these Dunham boys, they would know that. I always felt sorry for Jane raising all those boys, but I thought, wow, she came through that pretty good. All these old tough farm boys that she had to somehow lasso. Of course, I'm sure Olin could do it too when he had to, right? I still remember sitting by him in his big old chair and watching football with him and just having a lot of fun. A lot of great memories of all of our times here at Central. We go, let's see here, is my working here. We go back to around 1977 when we went to the mission field. You look at that picture and you can tell I got old, but you can see my wife down here. She doesn't show it near like I do. She still at least got all her hair. I don't, but way back in 1977 is when we first went to the mission field, and Central has been partnering with us since then as one of our partner churches, and we sure thank you guys for that. It's one of the churches that we feel like we actually could almost be from because we know so many people here. And we've come back so many times and hung out and times for a whole week. And I don't know if some of you remember that. One time we were here for a Bible conference for a whole week and stayed over here in the parsonage. And just, I even remember. But you want me to try? All right. That's, by the way, when you remember that verse in the Bible, right? What's that verse say? With God, all things are possible. With God, that's true, right? He can speak all of this into existence, and he can keep it all running just by speaking. Think of that. Isn't that cool? His word's powerful. That's what he's saying by this whole word thing. He can speak the world into existence. He can speak and keep it running. And he's telling us, my word's powerful. And then we hold it in our hands, God's word. It's powerful. It's like Spurgeon said, don't ever defend the Bible. Just turn it loose. It's a roaring lion. It's powerful. When we proclaim it clearly to people who have never heard it, people maybe who have heard it, and God uses it, though, finally, this time maybe, to do a work in their hearts, and they finally grasp and submit. We sang about that. Submit to God and what he has said and become one of his children. Let me close with that last little question that Peter asked, right? Knowing all of this, what kind of people should we be? Should we be killing ourselves to go from a 2-car garage to a 3-car garage? Is that what we should be doing? And then get the third car to put in the third garage? Nothing wrong with having 3 cars. I got 3 sitting at my house right now. Okay, I'm not slamming having 3 cars. I literally have 3 sitting there. One of them's waiting for my son to come home. He's going to be coming out fertile this summer. And a good old 2002 Honda sitting there waiting for him. Okay, so I got 3 sitting there. No one's saying you shouldn't have 3 cars. I'm just saying, is that though what we should be living for, is the point I'm making. Does that make sense? Because if you're like me, if you're an American, you know how easy it is to get living for all that. Just sort of, you get caught up in the whirlwind, and you think this is what it's all about. And the older you get, like me, you begin to realize, okay, wait a minute. That was a bit of a snooker job. That's not what life's all about. And you realize them cars can't make you happy. In fact, they'll kind of make you mad once in a while. Crazy things won't start, and you got to do all kinds of stuff just to get it to run sometimes, let alone the money you got to put in there called gasoline to keep a thing running. The older you get, the more you realize, okay, none of that's really the issue. something bigger going on. God's doing something. We're all looking forward to it, aren't we? Trumpet will blow, and we'll all go to be with him. That'll be great. And you'll get to be able to see people from every ethnos around that throne. Let's pray and thank the Lord for what he's doing. Lord, thank you for what you're doing on this planet and what you have been doing. It really encourages us to think about the fact that just 35, 40 years ago, there were as many as 4,000 races, ethnos on planet Earth, and languages that had never seen one verse of yours, and now over 2,000 of those have since then. We ask, Lord, that in these last days that you continue to raise up those, as the Bible says, we pray that you'll raise up laborers to go to the fields that are white under the harvest, so that soon we can look you in the eye and say, every ethnos on planet Earth, every language has your word and has disciples amongst it. Thank you for Central Chapel and their part in seeing that done here on planet Earth down through these many, many years. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand with us once more as we close the service.
Thank you again for your years of partnership with us. I hope and trust that it excites you to think that just through us and our partnership together, another ethnos is already in heaven. Some of them are already there, and they have God's word in their language. Pretty cool to think about feeble people like us in God's got another ethnos there around his throne. And through many of your missionaries that are still out there, we heard about one this morning in Africa. Let's be praying that God will use them to draw into his fold all of those that he desires, and the day will come when we'll all go to be with him. Let's close in prayer and thank him for that. Lord, we thank you that you are long-suffering, that you're not willing that any should perish, and that you're having patience with us, your children, who are here on this earth to be used of you. We think of this county, this area of your creation that we call West Virginia. And we pray, Lord, that you'll continue to use Central Chapel here and their part of your vineyard to draw many more to yourself. By the way we live and the way we talk and the things that we do and the things that we believe, we just pray, Lord, that you will do what we just sang there, renew our minds and help us to soar as eagles, being your children here and showing the world what you want, many more to come to know you. We pray for their missionaries that are scattered all over doing that too in other parts of the world. And Lord, maybe even right here at Central, you want to raise up another missionary or two or three that you want to thrust out into the harvest fields that are white unto harvest. So thank you for this church. Be with the pastor and his wife as they begin their trip home. Thank you for allowing them and working out for them to go visit their children over there in Africa and get to see for themselves what you're doing through them. And we just pray that you're encouraging their hearts with that. Be with us now as we go to the Sunday school hour. We thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.